The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the 49ers Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco 49ers Insider, Matt Mayoko.
Well, we were all prepared to talk about the 49ers game against the Philadelphia Eagles and look ahead to the Arizona Cardinals, but something unexpected happened and something that has far-reaching effects for the future of the 49ers. They made a trade on Monday, acquiring Jimmy Garoppolo from the New England Patriots. And here to talk to us about that is Jeff Garcia. And Jeff, just what was your initial reaction when you heard that the 49ers pulled the trigger on this trade, sending a 2018 draft pick to the Patriots for this promising player that we really haven't seen a whole lot of?
Well, I think that's just it. It's again, it's a promising player. I know that there's been a lot of positive talk about Jimmy. He's a young man who's been groomed in a great system in New England, being able to watch one of the best to ever play the game and Tom Brady as a mentor and a tutor for him. So he gets it. He understands how to prepare week in and week out on a daily basis. He understands the approach to the game and leadership from not only within the quarterback room, but how that translates into the locker room amongst the rest of his teammates. And so without getting overly excited about what's potentially to come out of that position and that player, I think you have to respect and appreciate the move that the 49ers made, knowing that they had an extra pick in the second round. So they're not necessarily losing anything, and they're getting a quarterback that potentially is of first round caliber that now has 3 years under his belt in the NFL, has played not a whole lot, but has played a little bit and has had success on the field, knows the speed of the game, knows how to translate what he learns in the classroom onto the actual playing field. And so from that standpoint, I think it answers some questions about the future of the position at quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, but we won't truly know that until the rest of this year plays out and how he actually performs on the field when he gets a chance to.
I think probably one of the more attractive parts of the 49ers bringing in Jimmy Garoppolo is that he's gotten really good coaching over the past four seasons, and he's played behind, you know, arguably the best quarterback who's ever put on pads. So, I mean, the 49ers are getting a guy who's been groomed by the absolute best.
Absolutely. And I mentioned that before, and you had that guy who had experience like that in Brian Hoyer. But again, I don't think there was the expectation around Brian that has been put around Jimmy Garoppolo. We've heard Jimmy's name come up in potential trades to Cleveland, to other teams that are seeking a talented young quarterback who they can groom as their future. And now the 49ers potentially have that. And in these next 8 weeks will be that audition, that tryout for Garoppolo to really answer whether the 49ers need to proceed with going after a younger quarterback in the draft or another free agent, or did they answer their questions with this trade. And so it's a great opportunity to put him through an 8-game process and a resume and see how that translates for their future. They're not going to have to pay him a whole lot of money right now. He's still under contract. So they have some time to make decisions as to where to go next, but this could be their answer. And it didn't cost them anything that they didn't already have in their back pocket ready to give away.
Yeah, I would think that if you trade your first round draft pick, and the 49ers will be, you know, drafting very early in each round, so it's basically a late first round pick, that Jimmy Garoppolo has to be your guy, and they have to, you know, either sign him to a lucrative long-term deal before free agency or go into it fully committed to place a franchise tag on him. I just think that this is a clear message that Kyle Shanahan, who had a very high draft grade on Garoppolo in 2014 in the Browns, who Shanahan was the offensive coordinator at the time, ended up picking Johnny Manziel. So I think this is a huge commitment and a kind of a stamp that they view Jimmy Garoppolo as their quarterback of the future.
Well, and that's great. And I think that, you know, again, before they put the cart before the horse, it gives them a chance to actually see him in person. And, you know, I was part of a situation with the Rams a couple years ago where they acquired Nick Foles. And they didn't have to pay Nick Foles right away because he was still under contract from the Philadelphia Eagles. And I really felt like they could have waited and really seen how he translated as a leader and as a performer on the field. But before they did that, they decided to offer him a 2-year, $24 million deal. Well, it didn't work out so great. And I'm not saying that Jimmy Garoppolo is Nick Foles or vice versa, but Nick Foles was coming out of a pretty darn good year in Philadelphia, I think 2 years prior, and had played quite a bit more than what Jimmy has played. And I'm not saying that Jimmy's not going to be a star in this in the National Football League, but nobody has to pay up the money yet. I think they have an opportunity to see this guy perform on a daily basis in the classroom, in the weight room, on the practice field, and then see how that starts to translate into games. And his performance, he's going to have to learn a lot over the next couple weeks. I know he won't be ready to play this weekend against Arizona. He might be ready to take some snaps against the New York Giants, but probably, ideally, it's going to be against, I believe it's the Seattle Seahawks when they come back from the bye week, which is in 3.5 weeks, which will give him a lot of time or enough time to learn the basics of the offense to be able to go out there and just react and not think about things. But it gives them a chance to really see what he's all about. Yes, there's a high grade on him. Yes, there's a lot of positives that have been talked about him over the last couple years, but we just haven't seen enough on the field yet. Well, he's going to get his chance this year.
Yeah. So this is, I was spent 3 days next to Kyle Shanahan during the Super Bowl. He was asked about Garoppolo then, and this is what he said. You know, he evaluated him in 2014. He called him a tough guy. He keeps his eyes down the field and could get rid of the ball fast. I liked him as a person. I got a chance to go out to dinner with him. He played at Eastern Illinois, and they ran a different style of offense where you can't always evaluate how quick they get rid of the ball, but I really thought he was a very intelligent, tough player with a good throwing motion. Does all that kind of line up as far as what you've seen from Jimmy Garoppolo as well?
You know, to be honest with you, I have not seen much of Jimmy. I've just heard a lot about him, and I've heard all of the praise. I've heard the interest that has come on to him. So obviously, in his limited time, whether it be in preseason or his limited start time, last season, I believe it was, or the season before.
It was last season when Brady
that
was
time
suspended.
When Brady was, right. Yeah. So last season, before his injury, the guy was doing positive things, or the guy has been doing positive things to where people are really impressed by his play. And like we talked about earlier, he plays in a system that has been run flawlessly by one of the greats. And to be able to watch that and watch Brady perform and study and prepare and learn from that guy has been a true value for Garoppolo. And him bringing that to the 49ers is going to be a very positive thing.
So you don't necessarily think that the 49ers automatically should rule out drafting a quarterback. And of course, you know, we're talking about months and months away, and after the season's over, and Garoppolo will probably finish this season with 5 or 6 starts, but you think that the 49ers should definitely keep an open mind as far as looking at that college crop and what they could do with their first round draft pick?
I really believe so, because I don't think that you necessarily need to just right away offer the big money. The guy is under contract. He's yours. You get to evaluate him over these next 2.5 to 3 months and really see if he's going to be part of your future. And hopefully he is. I think they're doing this because they hope that he's that guy. But he could get there to San Francisco and maybe not fit into the system, or it just doesn't translate. I don't imagine that happening. I'm going to be very optimistic. I think that he's going to be that tough leader and scrappy competitor that they want to have on their team and represent their team. But we also know that it's tough to perform at a high level when you don't have the pieces around you. And as we know, coming out of this Philadelphia game, the 49ers are hurting in a lot of ways, especially on the offensive line. And without an offensive line and without a running game, it all falls upon the shoulders of the quarterback to be a quick decision maker and to be extremely accurate in those decisions. And you don't have a lot of pieces to the puzzle in place right now. So that puts a lot of pressure on him to perform to perfection, which is really not realistic. So I think we have to be fair about the evaluation, understand what the young man's going to be working with. And the true evaluation is going to come during the practice sessions and how he approaches there every single day, how he grasps and mentally learns the system and how he applies it. Because we know come game day, hey, there are going to be struggles out there. Things aren't all of a sudden going to take an 180 degree turn and they're going to be magical in their consistency and in their performance as an offense. It's just not going to happen like that. And so the evaluation has to really take place in all aspects of his approach to the game and really see, is this the guy that we thought he was and why we traded for him to now land him for the next 5-6 years of his professional career, if not longer.
One of the intriguing parts of this deal is that, you know, if they determine this is the guy and we're not even going to look at quarterback in the draft, then the 49ers will still have a very high pick in this draft, and they could use that to trade back with a team that is willing to jump up and get a quarterback. And really, I mean, they could turn that their first round pick into even a better situation than what they had last year when they moved back just one spot. I mean, they could fill offensive line. They could fill
absolutely
perhaps a wide receiver, a number one wide receiver, and a pass rusher. I mean, they this could have far-reaching implications, not just at the quarterback position, but at several positions of need for the 49ers.
Absolutely. And I think you also are going to save some money, even if he is that guy for your future. You're not going to have to pay him like you're going to pay a Kirk Cousins for his future. Jimmy Garoppolo is not proven enough yet to be getting $25 million contracts. And so you're going to be in a place where you have a quarterback that is worth building a team around, but yet not having to break the bank on him. And then, like you just said, now we don't have to go after a quarterback with our number one pick. We can actually accumulate a handful of picks and really build our talent base with some solid offensive linemen, some wide receivers, some defensive backs. Wherever we have a need on our team, we can accumulate some picks to get some great young talent to add to our roster.
So you kind of touched on this. So based on what you know about Kirk Cousins and Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, the 49ers conceivably could have waited out Washington and Cousins and paid big time money, you know, probably $28 million a year or something to sign him to a long-term deal, or make this trade for Garoppolo, and they can control him a little bit with the franchise tag or try to sign him to a long-term deal as well. What did you think was the right, do you think this was the right decision, or to hang in there and go after Cousins?
No, I like it. I like the decision. I like that they get a young quarterback who's been in an organization that has brought him along and taught him how to approach the game. And there's definitely ability there. It just hasn't been seen enough yet. And so now I think he really addresses a need for the 49ers, and hopefully will allow now the 49ers to put their focus elsewhere with him stepping in and stepping up and being everything that they thought he could be.
Do you think that this decision also could be partially based on the crop of quarterbacks coming out in the draft? You know, there was so much talk about, you know, Rosen and Josh Allen from Wyoming, who's kind of fallen off the face of the earth, but Sam Darnold, and maybe that the evaluators with the 49ers have kind of looked and said, you know what, maybe that this draft class isn't so great, and we don't want to be in a situation where we're kind of forced to grab one of those guys. Let's go with Garoppolo. Do you think that the draft class had something to do with this decision making at this time?
I'll be honest with you. I am not, quarterbacks coming out of college scare me. I am not a huge fan or advocate of drafting quarterbacks in the first round. And I just say that because it is such a shot in the dark in a lot of ways. You don't know exactly how a player is going to translate from the college game to the NFL game at the quarterback position. They're so different in how offenses are run, how schemes are run, how the defenses are played. Everything that college quarterbacks experience during their career does not necessarily translate to being great in the NFL. And we've seen that time and again every year with certain draft picks, certain quarterbacks that were looked at as high caliber players and just somewhat fell off. And it's a scary situation. To me, the ideal situation is getting a young free agent quarterback who has had some experience or some opportunities, but maybe has been in a backup role and is ready to step on the field. To me, that's the guy that exceeds what the potential of a college kid would be all about. So for them to get Garoppolo or the thoughts of Cousins at one time is much more intriguing and appealing to me, just because we've seen it and I know it. The fact is that it's tough for college players that have been really successful in their game at the quarterback position to now come into the NFL and continue that success. It's probably not even 50% of the first round quarterbacks continue on with having successful careers. We've seen it year in and year out. And so I think whether it was the current draft class scaring them a bit or just the realization that, hey, we can get somebody who's more qualified than a college player coming out of college and who has potentially a bigger upside or a brighter upside than any one of these college kids, and not have to give up a first round pick, and now can create an opportunity for us to build elsewhere.
Any of those college quarterbacks who could potentially be available in the 2018 draft, any of those guys excite you?
You know, I initially spoke of Darnold out of SC being a guy that I liked, but to me, he's fallen off a bit, and he's still young. You know, he's only a sophomore, a redshirt sophomore. And yes, he can come out after this year, but I think there's a lot of maturity that still needs to take place from within him. Yes, he possesses all of the skill set, the size, the strength, the athletic ability. You know, the kid from Oklahoma is scrappy. I don't know how his game and that offense that they run at Oklahoma, how that translates to the NFL. I've watched Josh Rosen a few times, and he's started a lot of games, but there's something about him that just, to me, just doesn't inspire me yet. And so, you know, if I were a GM or coaching in the NFL and was in one of those top two spots, it would be really difficult for me as a former quarterback to want to put all of my eggs in one basket with a college quarterback. I preferably would want to trade out of that pick and build the team elsewhere and try to find a quarterback with some years of experience who's available to come on my team and lead my team.
So few quarterbacks, good quarterbacks become available. You know,
you're right,
quarterbacks become available. Very few. And the Patriots, you know, they just couldn't keep him. They have Tom Brady. They weren't going to pay him a big deal. So they got something out of him from the 49ers, and now he's with the 49ers. Does this do something now? I mean, this 49er season was they weren't going anywhere. Does this give the whole locker room a little inspiration to know when they look over there at the quarterback area that, hey, that's the guy over there who's going to be the long-term answer here? Does it give the 49ers a little bit more bounce in their step as they take their 0-8 record into the second half of the season?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question, because I don't know if it's really, as a player, you really have to look at yourself in the mirror as to how can I give more? How can I bring more? How can I do more from within me to help this team win a football game? And it's not just looking over across the locker room as, hey, this guy has suddenly arrived. Hey, it's not like Jesus has come into the building. I mean, everybody's still human. Jimmy Garoppolo is not some superhuman being, and he doesn't have a lot of reps under his belt. So in a lot of ways, he's much like many of these other guys who are a fresh face to a franchise that need to figure out a way to come together as a team and compete their tails off, because they're all auditioning for their job right now. And it's really a character test. Right now, it's about a gut check, looking at yourself and how you can battle through this and not hang your head at being 0-8, but look at this second half of the season like, okay, some changes are being made, some new faces are coming in, but I better look at myself and recognize I need to do a better job and step up my game. And everybody needs to do that, and they need to rally around each other.
Yeah. So do you think this move is any reflection on C.J. Beathard and how what they've seen from him in 2.5 games? Or do you think this move, you know, that C.J. was never really thought of as a potential quarterback of the future, that they were going to be determined to upgrade that position regardless?
Yes, I think they were, no matter what, going to look to upgrade the position, not taking anything away from CJ, because he's a scrappy fighter and a battler, and you got to love the physicality that he brings to the game as far as his presence. But he's still young. He's young, and he's growing, and he's going through the process of playing for a team that's just not very good right now. And when you're young and you don't have the supporting cast, it makes things that much more difficult on you. And so it's nothing against CJ. Hey, he'll have a chance to compete again down the road, or be in a position to where, hey, he's got to know, just like this year, he's got to know the details of the game, because at any point, at any time, you can be back on the field leading the charge. But it's been a great opportunity for him to get a taste of what it's all about. And things aren't done for him. He's got at least one more week, if not two more weeks, to prove his ability and his leadership and his value to this team because right now Garoppolo is not going to be ready. He's not going to be ready right away. And so he's got an opportunity to continue to be the leader out there and to pull the trigger and just to go out there and do his best.
You mentioned Garoppolo probably after the bye week. I would think that that's, I think you're probably spot on that one, and that probably Garoppolo's appearance into the 49ers starting lineup will coincide with Joe Staley coming back, because I would think you would want your best offensive line out there for when Jimmy Garoppolo takes the reins.
Absolutely. I mean, look, this is a situation. They're not all of a sudden going to become a playoff team overnight. And so why rush your potential franchise quarterback? Why rush him into a bad situation when he's not mentally prepared to just react and know the game like he needs to know it, and then to not have at least your best left tackle on the field with you? So there's no reason to rush the situation. Hey, they gave up a second round pick, which they have another one anyways. And so it's not like they gave up the bank to get him. Make sure that the situation around him is better than what it currently is right now.
Yeah, well, the 49ers added some excitement on Monday and some intrigue for the second half of the season. And we'll be there every step of the way, Jeff, with the 49ers having a lot of home games. So you'll get a chance to see Jimmy Garoppolo up close several times as the 49ers close out this season. So once again, thank you very much for joining me on the 49ers Insider Podcast. And been a pretty newsy day with the 49ers in Santa Clara.
Absolutely. It's exciting. Let's see what happens.
The 49ers Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.